Hello, my name is Jill Wigmore Welsh, and thank you very much for joining me today. This is a slightly different podcast from the ones that I normally put out, because normally the podcasts that I produce are really around body sensing and movement awareness or various aspects of self-use. And we've got a World Physiotherapy Day coming up in, I think, a few days' time. And there are some things that I'm interested in that I thought I would just do a short exploration in and sort of put them up almost for discussion and debate to encourage people to open up discourses around them. So I qualified back in 1977 when I was qualifying from the Royal London Hospital, which is part of the University of London. And we had a very different form of training from the training that students complete now, which I won't go into. But I thought to myself, there's so much out there around, you know, what is physiotherapy? What are we doing? The profession seems to be in a sort of state of confusion and crisis over itself. And also I think that there is something to do with people talking about the past and people who are working as if they are using old-fashioned thinking or whatever it might be. And some of this has confused me a little bit because it doesn't align with what I remember being taught many years ago. And on my bookshelf upstairs, I have quite a number of old books that I've just kept for many years since I qualified, or books that I've picked up over time. And one of the books that I had on my bookshelf, which I'm going to reference today, is a book called Tidies, Massage and Remedial Exercises. And this was a book that was originally published in 1932. So the first publication was in 1932, the first edition. And the edition I've got is the 11th edition, which was reprinted in 1987. I probably still do have a copy of the original somewhere on my bookshelf as well, but I'll have a look, or at least I'd have one that was published a lot earlier. But this book, which is it's quite a fat, chunky little book actually. It's let's turn to the back. It's about 500 pages, and it's in this horrible tiny, about size 8 font. It's a thick, chunky little paperback, but one of the things that I thought I'd do is just read from chapter 1, which is as was when first published, because I think there's a certain interesting freshness and contemporary feel to what is actually written here, that we can read it and we can actually think about what we're all saying now. So bear with me, and I'm just going to read you this paragraph. So this is chapter 1, and the heading of the first chapter is Massage and Remedial Exercises in Medical and Surgical Conditions. And then it's chapter 1, Physiotherapy General Considerations. And it says, before considering the conditions met with in physiotherapy and the various methods of treatment, it is well to consider what the term implies. Today, with the great advances which have been made in medicine, both in diagnostic and therapeutic fields, it is essential that all who deal with the patient on his road to recovery should be equipped with a clear understanding of the treatment which they offer. Particularly is this so in physiotherapy. Because of the pressure of modern life and the vast increase in the number of patients referred for treatment, accurate selection from a complex range of methods is necessary if the patient is to receive maximum benefit in the minimum time and with the least disruption of his daily life. Now, when I read that and I thought about it, and I thought about 2016, and I thought about some of the discussions that we have now around the sheer volume of people who are still being referred with, for example, musculoskeletal problems, which is not new. This is not new, but the sheer number of people with those routine, relatively everyday, if you like, conditions of neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, damaged tissue, strained tissue, pulled tissue, whatever you want to call it, how on earth you want to categorize them, which, as they put here, we've got profoundly different diagnostic equipment available to us now. We've got ultrasound machines, scanning of all types and descriptions, all sorts of amazing techniques of arthroscopic and tiny little tools that can be used for surgery, etc. But this first paragraph, this opening paragraph, is so important today, where it says, before considering the conditions met within physiotherapy and the various methods of treatment, it's well to consider what the term implies. And again, I think this brings us right round full circle to where we are now. What is it that we do as a profession? What is physiotherapy? What are the boundaries of our profession? If we go on and we talk here, it says, with the great advances which have been made in medicine, both in diagnostic and therapeutic fields, it's essential that all who deal with a patient on his road to recovery should be equipped with a clear understanding of the treatment which they offer. Here it's written, this is from 1932, a clear understanding of the treatment they offer. So this is part of the foundation of our profession, having a clear understanding of the treatment that we offer. Obviously, in terms of diagnostics, in terms of science, in terms of our ability to measure changes that take place in the body, of course things have changed. So of course there are things that may have been said in the past. But I'm going to pull out a few other bits and pieces in this book, because I don't think that what we were told was so bad and so bleak and so wrong. Because I think the foundation of it was that we were all told we should know what we were doing. We should know exactly what it was. And as it says here, because of the pressure of modern life, well, this is written in 1932, and we are now here in 2016. Well, yes, we have pressure in our modern life, and the vast increase in the number of patients referred for treatment, yes. Vast numbers of people still coming for treatment. That hasn't changed. So, have we really made a difference over the years and reduced the number of people needing to come for treatment with neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, and all these other bits and pieces? I don't think we have actually. I don't think our profession has actually made any difference to prevention, preventing people from coming in to have treatment. I think this is like huge waves of people still arriving for treatment. And then it goes on, accurate selection from a complex range of methods is necessary if the patient is to receive maximum benefit in the minimum time and with the least disruption to his daily life. And I feel this is beautifully written, because maximum benefit in the minimum time and with least disruption of his daily life. And I think this read today in the context of our busy, rushed, pressured life, but is it so much more busy, rushed, and pressured than before? Sometimes I wonder, because again, in 1932, work was very physical. it was a very physical process. It was hard work. You know, I think we sometimes think that what we do now is hard, it's demanding, you know, you're in the office or you're traveling or whatever. Well, you know, people were in the 1930s, you know, people, not everybody had a car, everybody had to walk a long way to get to work. There was a lot of physical work, there was a lot of hard manual labor that people were doing. People were out for long, long hours. Modern day appliances, well, you didn't have washing machines and dishwashers as you do now. Having the ability to, you know, jump onto a high-speed train and get up to London didn't exist. And I think we forget that modern day pressures have always been there. You know, people are people. So, I'm going to go through a little bit more of this, but as I say, this is written originally in 1932. And here we are, 2016, some many years later, and I think that it's still as important as it was before. So I'm just going to read the entire paragraph again and leave you with it for you to be able to reflect on it. So, before considering the conditions met within physiotherapy and the various methods of treatment which have been made Before considering the conditions met with in physiotherapy and the various methods of treatment, it is well to consider what the term implies. Today, with the great advances which have been made in medicine, both in the diagnostic and therapeutic fields, it is essential that all who deal with the patient on his road to recovery should be equipped with a clear understanding of the treatment which they offer. Particularly is this so in physiotherapy because of the pressure of modern life and the vast increase in the number of patients referred for treatment. Accurate selection from a complex range of methods is necessary if the patient is to receive maximum benefit in the minimum time and with the least disruption of his daily life. And that was published in 1932. And I really look forward to hearing your comments. Thank you.